white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, patriots. We are living in the day. We're living in the day. We're living in the day. I hope you guys are having a great day. And Melissa Red Pill, I'm so glad that you guys are here with us. Let's get started. We're going to jump right into this. Just don't forget to hit the like button right now. Hit the subscribe. If you're not subscribed already, put the bell on so you know when we're going on live. And share. Thank you so much for doing that. I'll remind you again a little later. And I know you guys will too in the chat. Remind each other, hit that bell, hit that like. All right, so yeah, this is my website, freedomforce.live. Tons of resources over there for you for absolutely free. Watch over 1,000+ videos over there about how this is biblical. This is the great day we've been waiting for. This is the end times for them. It's 1,000 years of peace for us. The Lord helped me to decode Revelation, and we're in the thick of it, and we're about to see these creeps go down. It's very exciting, and so we are going to talk today about the panic that they are experiencing in Washington, D.C. What an honor to know of this wonderful woman, this wonderful D&I director. Amazing. I just thank the Lord for her. She's so courageous. She went to the Iraq war and she realized that the whole thing was made up. The weapons of mass destruction, all this stuff, and saw all this death and devastation. And so she is so courageous. She says, if I have to risk my life over this, that's fine. What an amazing, amazing patriot, hero of all time. Thank you, Lord, for having her release the proof of this treason. I'm going to show you what she did. I'm going to let you listen to what she said. This is the post that she put out, and surely you guys have already read it by now. I don't know if you've seen the D&I report. I'm going to show you that. But amazing, this hoax that President Trump and we have been talking about for years. Now the proof has come out. It's like an earthquake, a bombshell, and exposing them. Now, we know that for years, actually, Obama has lawyered up years ago, and he knew this day was coming. And here it is. Today is the 20th of July, 2025. And she says here on her post, Americans will finally learn the truth about how in 2016, intelligence was politicized and weaponized by the most powerful people in the Obama administration to lay the groundwork for what was essentially a years-long coup against President real Donald Trump, subverting the will of the American people and undermining our democratic republic. This is treason. This is not, a traffic ticket. This is gigantic. This is what's, we're watching this play out. You have a front row seat. I'm so thankful that we're awake. A lot of people have awakened since we knew about this years ago. And so this is amazing. Just enjoy the show. So here it is. When she says intelligence, obviously it's the entire intelligence, 17 intelligence agencies that work together to get this done and to do a coup. What she means by that is a coup against a sitting president is treason. That's what we are, everyone is seeing now. And I just think this would be a great thing to share, just this image right here, so people understand that the intel assessment was that Russia had nothing to do with the election. They were not involved at all. And then all of a sudden, it just changed on a dime because Obama instigated this. He said, no, we're gonna blame all this on Russia. We're going to try to destroy President Trump's presidency, even though on the day President Trump took office, and they're like, oh, a peaceful transition of power and all this, and they're saying, we want to support you. Well, that was not true, obviously. And so, yeah, we've been played, we've been duped, and the whole world knows it. I hope the American people realize it. And this is, for those of you, them who remember this, just droning on and on about the Russia, for day after day, after month after month, after year, that now they realize this was a hoax that they played on the American people. As bad as that is, it's going to hopefully help people to realize that they've done the same thing on wars and a thousand other things that the intelligence community has been used for this evil purpose. So this would be a great one. And then also how they got their deep state media assets to join along with them, right? NBC News and the Washington Post and the New York Times, proof of all of this. So I'm going to show you that right now. And I'm going to share the link after we hear what Chelsea has to say. She was on Maria Bartiromo this morning.
Justice delivered. So we're going to provide everything that we have, everything that we will continue to gather to the Department of Justice for that direct intent and that direct purpose. There must be indictments. Those responsible, no matter how powerful they are and were at that time, no matter who was involved in creating this treasonous conspiracy against the American people, they all must be held accountable.
So do you expect, just to be clear, do you expect indictments and prosecutions?
I'm not a lawyer. In my view, we have the evidence to be able to move forward and bring about justice, yes, to prosecute and indict those responsible.
And I want to really put a spotlight on who's responsible, because we've talked about the highest levels. Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Clapper. But we also have to look at things like, you just found all of this. Why didn't Durham find it? Why didn't Mueller find it? Okay, what about the FISA judges? Because when you look at this seditious conspiracy aimed at overthrowing the U.S. government and an elected president, you have to consider also the black robes. You've got to look at the FISA judges. And how about the fact that the judge who gave a slap on the wrist to Kevin Kleinsmith, who was the FBI agent who lied on an official document about Carter Page, who was spied on for a year. That judge is Judge James Boasberg. He's still at his desk, and he's still trying to stop Donald Trump.
And so what it boils down to is that this was all a cover-up. They were trying to cover it up with all these, the media assets, everybody who was involved, they all had their hand in it. I'm going to show you some pictures of exactly who we're talking about here in just a second. And I really appreciate MJ Truth Ultra. He just always does such an amazing job. So if you go into the document, some little screenshots of the document, and we obviously don't have time to go into the 141 pages. Here is the document. Poor little Obama. Everybody cry for Obama. Before it's over, he will claim Kenyan citizenship to try to escape justice. Yeah, you can cry harder. We're going to laugh. We're going to mock you, right? This is what I put on the thumbnail, because this is from a Habakkuk chapter 2. Soon their captives will taunt them. They will mock them, saying, "What sorrow awaits you, thieves? Soon you will get what you deserve." This is what we're watching. We are seeing this. This is so biblical. This is what we've been waiting for literally thousands of years. Just enjoy the show, like I said. But here is the document right here. And when she posted this document, she said, the goal was to usurp President Trump and to subvert the will of the American people. No matter how powerful, every person involved in this conspiracy, not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy joined together with many, many people from different organizations, different government organizations and media outlets, must be investigated and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The integrity of our democratic republic depends on it. We're turning over documents all to the DOJ for criminal referral. And also here she wrote, on Friday to DNI, Tulsi Gabbard revealed overwhelming evidence that demonstrates how President Trump won the 2016 after he won the election against Hillary Clinton. Obama and his National Security Cabinet members manufactured and politicized intelligence to lay the groundwork for what was essentially a years-long coup against President Trump. Okay, so then I want you to see, this is the I wanted to show you those people, but anyway, go back to the document. Where's the document? Here's the document right here. Here is the document. I'm going to pop the link into the chat. If you guys can put it into the comments, here it is. You grab that, make sure that you have that. I've posted it, but I want to make sure that you have it. This is the declassified evidence. We've been talking about declass. Show us the evidence. Here it is. Declassed evidence of Obama administration's conspiracy to subvert President Trump's 2016 victory and presidency. So this is a document. Let me see if I opened it here. No. Okay, I know I have it somewhere. I'm the worst. I'm the worst. Okay, there we go. There we go. This document right here. I knew I had it. Okay, so here it's 114 pages. Obviously, more than we have time to go into. But basically, if you go down into it, that's what MJ Truth was just highlighting some of the main key points. And here is a list of the principal people in this meeting. Summary of the conclusions for meeting of the principals committee. This was on page 67. Of course, the chair is Susan Rice, the White House counsel, Neil Eggleston, DNI James Clapper, OVP had no representative, John Kerry, Secretary of State, and Victoria Nuland, Andrew McCabe of the FBI, all these names that we've heard for years and years and years, CIA Director John Brennan, and DOD Brian McKeon, Treasury Secretary Adam Subin, whatever, and NSA Richard Leggett, JCS General Joseph Dunford, Justice Department Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and Mary McCord, and then the ones in the White House, Avril Haines, Lisa Monaco, and Ben Rhodes all joined in. Then I've got to say all these names. These are the ones who are in this meeting who all, you know, put their stamp of approval that this is what they were going to do. DHS Secretary Jeb Johnson and Rob Silvers, Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, USUN Mayor Bittar, NSC Chris Fonzone, Carolyn Tess, Brett Holmgren, Michael Daniel, Celeste Wallander, Samir Jane, and Jeffrey Edmonds. Now, where did you go, Mr. Clapper? Did I say Clapper? I don't know if I even said that. D&I Clapper. And, of course, what he is saying, he is saying that he, that's kind of a picture of each one of them, okay? Not everyone that I listed, but even more. You've got Wasserman Schultz and Susan Powers and all these other ones, but everybody joined in lockstep, no doubt about it. He is saying that he didn't mean it. it's Obama's fault. Here's what he said. Check this out.
President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. Work for President.
Okay, so he's this is long ago. He was saying it was, you know, we wouldn't have done it, and he was kind of saying it like, oh well, you know, Obama knew better than we did. We're the intelligence, you know, 17 intelligence agencies, he knew better because he knew something was fishy, and so we wouldn't have even looked into it if it hadn't been for him because he was so smart. And so that's the way he was saying it then, but he's also covering his you-know-what because he's saying this, you know, it was Obama. Obama did it. And the proof is in these documents that this is exactly the truth. If you look at page 41, you'll see all through here, 41, on the PDF, you'll see that they're saying, you know, they didn't have any, all throughout, basically, the whole document is saying that they did not have evidence that Russia had anything to do with interfering in the 2016 election. And then just on a dime, they turn and they change their mind. Oh, yes, they did. Now we're going to all attack them. See, this is all dated, you know, right on the day right at the time of the election. Okay, so here is what I'm going to show you. What MJ Truth put out, highlighting these pages. Okay, here it is. On August 31, 2016, the DHS official tells DNI James Clapper that there was no indication of Russian threat to directly manipulate the actual vote count. We're working with the CIA, a PDB, which is a presidential daily brief submission on the threat. The thrust of the analysis is that there is no indication of a Russian threat to directly manipulate the actual vote count through cyber means. There you go. September 2nd. Same thing, pretty much. The FBI request for the whistleblower's pre-election assessment on alleged Russian election activity in an upcoming pre-election ICA to be softened, given the FBI was uncomfortable implying there was definitive information that Russia does intend to disrupt our elections. We don't say that because we don't have any evidence of that. There, you know, and then all of a sudden, like a light switch, they flipped. Russia probably is not trying to go. This is kind of weird. They wrote it the weird way, but not trying to, going to be able to influence the election by using cyber means to manipulate computer-enabled election interference infrastructure. And then it's also said, we agree with Russia probably is not and will not trying to influence the election by using cyber means to manipulate computer-enabled election infrastructure. Okay, so this is all on this document that I was just showing you. And again, we know the rest of the story is that they went all through the media pummeling this narrative throughout the media, even though their intelligence reports knew had no evidence of it at all. They just completely made it up, just like they made up the weapons of mass destruction. And this is where you and I can go out and connect the dots for people, saying the intelligence community is dirty, and they've not. This is not the first time they've done this, or the only time. This is they've been doing this for years, and this is how they covered up MLK's assassination. This is how they covered up what happened with JFK. This is how they've covered up, on and on and on. They've gone, and they have to be dismantled. That's just all there is to it. All right. So I want you to see that. Yeah, here is the whole document. And I think I popped that in. I'll make sure I popped this in, because I think that was the link I shared. But let me just make sure. I'll just pop it in to the chat just to make sure that that's the one you got. It's the dni.gov/files. All right. So that's what's going on. And we were told this long, long, long ago, Barack Hussein Obama, 18.U.S. Code 2384, seditious conspiracy, 18 U.S. Code 2381, treason. Treason. Yeah, we were shown this on the board long, long ago, and actually with Joseph Robinette Biden also. They all are involved, and they all must pay an account. They must all be held to an account for their crimes against our country. It's got to happen, and that's what our wonderful DNI director, Tulsi Gabbard, was saying also. All right, so I want you to see all of that. And then Paul Sperry had some breaking news. I'm going to try to make it a little bit bigger so you can read it also. And so he was saying that Obama invited into a top secret Situation Room meeting on rigging Russian intel versus Trump, the pro-Hamas Palestinian Maher Bitar. I read that name on the list. Who was a leader of Students for Justice in Palestine, which advocates for Israel's destruction. Bitar later helped Adam Schiff impeach Trump. Okay, so they're all part of this same conspiracy. And then he says also, Paul Sperry said, new document reveals Lisa Monaco attended this high-level December 9th, 2016 White House meeting ordered by Obama to cook up the intel against Trump related to Russia, along with Mary McCord, Celeste Wallander, and Victoria Nuland. The meeting was held in the Situation Room with McCabe and Brennan. Situation Room is where they, no one can potentially bug that room. Number three, he says, in its pre-presidential debate, October 7th, 2016, intelligence claiming Russia hacked the DNC, which gave Hillary a Putin talking point versus Trump. Remember how she went on and on and on? I don't even want to play it because she just drones on and on. Oh, Russia, Russia, Russia. And that the election was rigged and all this. And it was, totally made up. But she felt like she had the people backing her up, not only in the government, but also in the media. So she is in the, the driver's seat. Well, we saw through it, whether it was thankfully to 17 or, all these people sharing this truth online. We didn't have the evidence like Tulsi just released, but we knew also from, just the 17 information that we got. And we passed it along like wildfire, right? Obama, Adnan omitted the fact that the FBI and the NSA had low confidence in attributing the DNC email leaks to Russia, newly declassified documents reveal. What that leak was from Seth Rich exposing this. It had nothing to do with Russia. It had to do with this wonderful patriot, Seth Rich, who exposed what was going on in the DNC. All right, so thank you always, Paul Sperry. He's a great person to follow. All right, so yeah, here is where our wonderful patriot, Steve Bannon, blasted out that's why the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and Melania's underwear drawer. It was because they were trying to get back the evidence of who started this fake Russia, Russia, Russia investigation on President Trump. And he says it's treason. He used that word too. So this is the word we're using. Let's go. Let's share this stuff. Let's start blasting this out. Put all of this on blast. It's very exciting. We've been waiting for this for such a long time, and it's past time, right, to get all this information out there. Okay, so let's go on to the next thing. This is something I just posted yesterday, and it's very disappointing. Very disappointing. I did not know this, and I really appreciate Mike Lindell always being on the front lines on this election stuff, because we've got another election of the primary coming up in May of 2026. So, I mean, less than a year away. And so this is really important. And so what he was saying is President Trump, remember, he put out an executive order that they must not use any QR codes, which is what a lot of these election machines run on, is QR codes, okay? So anyway, I want to show you this, that the states are ignoring President Trump's executive order. They went ahead and had their other election run with the machines, and it looks like they're going to continue in the elections for November as well as the elections for next May. So this is a big problem that rhinos, and I'm talking, he called out Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Why? Tell us, why is this? And worse than that, I mean, is that as bad as that is, there was a county who said, we're going to follow President Trump's executive order, and we're not going to use these QR codes in these machines. And his executive order went out March of 2025, March 25th, 2025. He said that they would not, and they had a perfect election. All the paperwork was done right. Everything went great. Everything was perfect, and no one had any qualms with any of how the election was run. It was just perfectly done. Would you believe the government in Arkansas is now suing that county because they didn't spend the money on the election machines? They didn't spend the millions of dollars for these election machines. I mean, you would think that you would get a reward. You'd get a commendation for saving the taxpayer money. No. You get sued, and you get where they can't operate in any more elections. I'm terribly disappointed. And if there's something I'm missing, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, please come and tell us, what is this? Because we expect to have free and fair elections in our country. And we expect also that when President Trump puts out an executive order, that it be followed. Okay, so here is this video right here. I'm going to pop the link into the chat. Rhino governors ignore Trump's orders. And Trump is doing a secret investigation. Goes into all that. What is the secret investigation that President Trump is doing? It's not really secret in the sense of, you know, it's out for everyone to see. But no one is talking about it. And it's about going after these people because they've destroyed all this evidence of the elections. That is against the law. And President Trump is doing an investigation on them. And so on this witness protection, who is the one who has the documents? Who has the documents? The only one in Colorado who has documents for this election, because everything else was destroyed by the Secretary of State Griswold and all of her cronies, who nobody followed the law. Guess what? It's Tina Peters. And where is she? She's rotting in prison right now to this very day. So what he is saying, you know, watch the video. I'm going to pop this video in here. So this is the election video right here. That you must see. Okay. So please share this. Yes. Thank you so much. You wrote it down. Yes. Tina Songbird, put that over in the comments, darling. Yes. So Tina Peters is riding in prison right now. And so what if she is brought out on witness protection and that she could give evidence and show that all the evidence that she has? Please, Lord, let's pray that is what happened. So that's what Mike Lindell is talking about. And he also has a special announcement. So definitely go and watch that video after this one. Okay. So, all right, so I want you to see that. And so here is the executive, well, it's not the executive order. It's a summary of the executive order that I just basically told. They have 180 days from March 25th to sort all this out. And they haven't even made the first little step toward this. And so this is in a madness for President Trump, the President of the United States, to put out an executive order and for rhinos to ignore it. It's a big, huge problem. Here's a specifically look at Section 4 of this executive order. It requires the EAC to establish new standards that prohibit the use of ballots with barcodes or QR codes in the vote counting process. So President Trump and Mike Lindell are on exactly lockstep together to try to get this to get this done. And, you know, with all the fighting that Mike Lindell has done and spending $50 million and now going in the hole $10 million, I mean, the man is unstoppable. And I applaud him for all that he has done and taken so much guff. So let's all support him. He's got MyPillowTrial.com, as well as you can go get products from him, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Melly, and let's support him as whatever we can do to support him. Here's the site right now. They've got Giza Dream Sheets on for $49.99, and some of them were looking like they were out of stock. And I said, "What's going on? Why are they looking like they're out of stock?" He said, "I said go in," and he's so busy doing election stuff that he's not really paying attention. And he said, "Oh, because we just put in a certain ones, you know, limited supply." But he said he would go and change that. So now you can go back and get any size, any color for $49.98. And then the slippers are on sale too for $39.98. So I'll pop this into the chat. Also, I really appreciate him so much. And I hope and pray that he gets every nickel back of what he has spent to try to save our country. Because if we don't get our fair elections, then what is good as any of this? It can all be reversed like that with a bad election. All right, so let's talk about Epstein. Who wants to talk about Epstein? I've got to say this. Today I posted about President Trump. For a man who says he doesn't want people talking about Epstein, he sure does talk a lot about Epstein. Doesn't he talk a lot about Epstein breaking the Trump? DOJ has officially filed a motion to unseal the Epstein grand jury testimonies in the Southern District of New York. Bam. Bam. He says the people deserve to know the truth. The people deserve. And they're going to say, oh, that's all private information. The man's dead. Right? He's supposedly dead. So what do we care? You can't harm a man who's dead. He's dead. So I don't think that they would be filing a motion to unseal these documents if they were not able to get them. We will watch and see, and then we'll see if the gory details will be redacted. We'll see. We are going to watch and see exactly what happens next on this. But President Trump's surely talking a lot about it. A couple things that I don't know if you guys knew about this, that did you know that Jeffrey Epstein signed a will 2 days before his death on August 10th, 2019, transferring his entire estate, valued at approximately $577 million, into a trust called the 1953 Trust. He didn't bequeath it to his brother. He didn't, you know, the two executors are his two longtime attorneys. And I don't know. It just sounds very, very fishy to me. And then there's been these lawsuits. The lawsuits are ways that some of the money has been spent. Makes you wonder, doesn't it make you wonder, All right, so the other thing is, I'm not going to show that one right now. Okay, so did you also see this very long video by Tucker Carlson and this man, what's his name is, I don't know his name, Daryl Cooper. He knows everything that you probably never cared to know about Epstein, and he goes into all these gory details. So this might be something good for you to watch. Also, to really get the skinny on what is going on with this man. He didn't really have that great, you know, an education, but he got these very interesting jobs. He's also connected to Bill Barr's father. He worked with Bill Barr's father. And then Bill Barr was the one who oversaw his, you know, being murdered in the prison. And what's weird is Bill Barr's father wrote some really creepy books about, you know what, for children. Awful. Very awful. Very awful. It's like, these people are creepy. They're creepy. All right, so he also goes into Robert Maxwell, which is Ghislaine Maxwell's father, and how his history, quite interesting there. I would really encourage you to listen to that. And also, Epstein's very strange relationship with Les Wexner. Les Wexner is the one who owns Victoria's Secret, Abercrombie and Fitch. I mean, all these big names in all these malls all over the country. Crazy wealthy. Would you believe that Les Wexner gave Epstein a power of attorney? A power of attorney over his entire estate. And then he said after Jeffrey Epstein was killed, or died, the report came out that he died, that he had taken money from him. Why would you give him a power of attorney? What else would you think was going to happen? And so the thing is, he worked for Bear Stearns, Epstein did, and so the question is, did he get some dirt on people when he was there? Because, okay, let's just be honest. What is the man good at? He's good at blackmail. And did he blackmail Les Wexner? Is that what really was going on? You listen to it and let me know what you think. Because that was, has anybody seen that? Yeah, Victoria's Secret is Man as Models. Yes, Freedom 01. And it's a very interesting way to say Victoria's Secret, right? Victorious. It almost sounds like saying Victorious Secret. It's what is the secret that gives them the victory over all these people? And you have people that they put in positions of authority in the government, judges, CEOs, all this. These people are all blackmailed and controlled. And that's their victorious secret. That's the way I think it. I think of it, and the secret, yes, that the models are men, a lot of them, but their victorious secret is that they use blackmail to run the world. And now we're on to it. We know it, and President Trump is bringing this whole sordid, horrible, satanic, criminal cabal, Antichrist, beast of Revelation down. That's what we're doing. That's what he's doing. And if you don't know about that, go to Amazon and you can check out my books for $2.99. It's called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. If you read, it's in German, it's in Spanish, and in Dutch. If you read those books, read those languages. But here it is in English. And so you can actually listen to the audiobook on my website, melissaredpill.com. It's an easy way to find it, melissaredpill.com. But yeah, this is how the Decode Revelation, where we're bringing this cabal down. And if you want to find out just a little bit, watch some little clip videos, go right here to End Times Intro, right here. And you can also do the small group study with us every Saturday. We're digging into the Word, and it's really, really, it makes sense, doesn't it? finally makes sense. It's very, very exciting. All right, so you want to see that clip right there. I'll share that one. Let's see. Okay, so here's this information about Epstein that Tucker Carlson was sharing. Okay, I'll share this one right here. Tucker Carlson right there. That's, like I said, a long one. Right there. So if you want to find out more. And then, he also goes in, before I go on, he also goes into the creepy artwork of the Podestas. I mean, he doesn't show it. He just describes it, and it's disgusting, even the descriptions. And yeah, And I don't know if you knew this, but Epstein really did not present a defense, and he escaped to Israel. They would say, why didn't our January 6th people, why couldn't they escape, right? Obviously, it's a set of rules for them. It's a different set of rules for the regular people, clearly. So anyway, I haven't quite gotten to the end. I don't know what his take is on Epstein killing himself. I haven't gotten to that part yet because it's a long one. All right, now let's go on to the next thing. This is really exciting. Actually, I'll get my drink once I let you hear what RFK Jr. has to say.
I want to speak to you today about a controversial issue that could directly impact you and your family during a global health emergency. Last year, the World Health Organization's governing body made some far-reaching amendments to its international health regulations, otherwise known as the IHR regulations. These regulations establish the legal framework that gives countries rights and responsibilities for managing public health events with global impact. The deadline to reject these amendments is next week, and we are rejecting them. So I'd like to explain to you why. I want to speak to you today about a controversial issue that could directly impact you and your family during a global health emergency. Last year, the World Health Organization's governing body made some far-reaching amendments to its International Health Regulations, otherwise known as the IHR regulations. These regulations establish the legal framework that gives countries rights and responsibilities for managing public health events with global impact. The deadline to reject these amendments is next week, and we are rejecting them. So I'd like to explain to you why. I want to speak to you today about a controversial issue that could direct...
Okay, so we're out. We're out of the who. We're out of the what? We're out of the who. Yeah, he's like, we're not going to do this. This basically removes our sovereignty, right? It's massive. He says the U.S. will exit the World Health Organization's Global Health Treaty. We're not going to play that. We're not going to have them rule over us and tell us what we can do and where, you know, if we must mask or must take a jab or any of that. No, we're not playing any of that. So he was explaining why. So let me see if I've got another. I've just praised the Lord. Do y'all still see what's happening? Do you see what's happening? Oh, I think that link is going to take me back to the top. So, by the way, if you're wondering what I was doing while we were playing that video, I was going to show you what Buddy and... That's a picture of Buddy and Bella. Oh, my goodness. Two little happy pups. They're so happy. They're so happy together. Isn't that sweet? They love each other so much, and they just love taking naps together. And they love listening to Melissa Redpill. They love it. They love it. Let me see. Okay, that's something different. Oh, he said, let me see if I can scroll down to find that. Sorry about that. Okay, watch your eyes, you guys. Let me just see if I can go back and find that video where he's talking more about, well, we're leaving the WHO and, you know, why. Okay, thank you. I got it. Found it right here. It would be a disaster for American sovereignty. All right.
Emergencies to an unelected international organization. That could, the first reason is national sovereignty. Nations who accept the new regulations are signing over their power in health emergencies to an unelected international organization that could order lockdowns, travel restrictions, or any other measures it sees fit. In fact, it doesn't even need to declare an emergency. Potential public health risks are enough for it to initiate action. If we're going to give the WHO that much power, we should at least invite a thorough public debate, especially since the agreement is an official treaty and it bypasses the U.S. Senate, which plays a key role in ensuring major international commitments receive proper democratic oversight. The first reason is national sovereignty.
Yes, thank you. National sovereignty. We are our own country. This is going directly against the banksters who believe that they are a super government. They're over all the governments of the world. This is what they say because we have all the money. We have all, you know, we control everything. That's what they think. And so they don't consider us sovereign. That's why they've hijacked our constitution, because we don't have our own sovereignty. But we're telling them, yes, we do. We will be a free man on the land. We will be, as the Bible very clearly says, that we will be our own sovereign man. And I go into this decode in the book of Revelation, in the decode of Revelation. You remember that weird thing from Daniel? It says there was a lion with eagle's wings, and the eagle's wings were plucked off and stood on the ground as a man. I believe that represents us coming out of England, represented by the lion, and we were those eagle wings that became America, and that we stand on the land as a free people, that we are sovereign. We are not under the boot of these tyrants. And so that's what they hate, because, you know, we had our American Revolution. Of course, they continue to rule over us. They just said that they didn't, but they have. And so now we are getting to this beautiful point where we're truly going to be free. The first reason, as he says, is national sovereignty, okay? And so they wouldn't even have to declare an emergency. They could just declare this, and that would be all there is to it. Okay, so he also says this one right here. Check this.
You and your family during a global health emergency. Last year, the World Health Organization's governing body made some far-reaching amendments to its International Health Regulations, otherwise known as the IHR regulations. These regulations establish the legal framework that gives countries rights and responsibilities for managing public health events with global impact. The deadline to reject these amendments is next week, and we are rejecting them. So I'd like to explain to you why. I want to speak to you today about...
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, hang on. Sorry, I think that was the one I'd already listened to. Okay, I'm going backwards. Sorry about that. Let me tell you, okay, this is the one. So check this out.
It gives the WHO unprecedented power. They require countries to establish systems of risk communication so that the WHO can implement unified public messaging globally. That opens the door to the kind of narrative management and propaganda and censorship that we saw during the COVID pandemic. We don't want to see that kind of system institutionalized even further. The agreement also contains provisions about global systems of health IDs, vaccine passports, and a centralized medical database. It lays the groundwork for global medical surveillance of every human being. To make matters worse, the new regulations employ extremely broad language that gives the WHO unprecedented power. They require countries to establish systems of risk communication so that the WHO can implement unified public messaging globally. That opens the door to the kind of narrative management and propaganda and censorship that we saw during the COVID pandemic. We don't want to see...
Okay, sorry. I think I played it over twice. But anyway, yeah, so this is the thing. That's what they're trying to do to control us. And we're like, no, we're not going to be part of that. What did you not understand? We're our own sovereign country. And would y'all believe still YouTube is still playing that same baloney where they're saying you can't talk about COVID? It's like, come on now. Everybody knows. Everybody knows why are you still holding on to this lie? Because they're controlled by Big Pharma, which is controlled by the people at the top, these three families. All right, so yeah, this is what he is pushing back on hard and saying we're not going to be part of this. And I really just appreciate his courage and Tulsi's courage. It's just a beautiful thing to witness. So I wanted to make sure that you guys saw this and really could rejoice in this. I posted, the very first post I did this morning was that from Philippians 4:8, if there's anything lovely, if there's anything true, if there's anything of praiseworthy, dwell on these things. And so we really want to, there are things that we have to fight, but we want to make sure that we focus on the winning. We got lots of winning going on. And so we want to really rejoice in that. All right. So let's go on. That was so, so, so wonderful. I'm just so thankful. All right. So if you have not checked into the health page, definitely check into this. This is the health page, freedomforce.live/health. And if you haven't checked into it, I never really expected to have, I was just thinking I would just come on and talk about how this is biblical, but here it is right here. I'll pop the health page in. This is things I have found over the past, 8 years, and they have helped me and helped so many people. And I just want to make sure that you guys know about it. Go over and you can read all about methylene blue. You can read all about silver being the natural antibiotic. You can see how methylene blue can help to stave off Alzheimer's. Of course, do your omega-3s, have your good oils, get rid of canola oils and all those bad seed oils. Those are basically petroleum products. Get rid of all that. Get black seed oil. That helps your gut. If you're familiar with this black seed oil right here, but highest quality, wonderful. And I don't like the silver that is the colloidal silver, to be honest. I want the silver solution that is at the proper pH that you can drink all you want of it. And it's great for your body. How you detox every day, because if you're spraying all this stuff on us, this wonderful CD, if you're not familiar with chlorine dioxide, you've just got to read all about that, because this is how you can remove any pathogens all throughout your body, and it helps to heal. I mean, just everything in your body does better if all these toxins are off and these pathogens. So this is now in mouthwash and toothpaste and wound care and nasal spray. Literally, my husband sprays it in his nose. He'd been having a nasal infection. I said, spray this in your nose. And he's hard-headed. But anyway, he did. And within literally a week, I'm like, you're not blowing your nose. You're not sounding like foghorn, leghorn anymore. So really, really, really great. Definitely CBD. Definitely I do that every day also to help keep my nerves in good condition. And I do all the products in the home that are to detox. Anyway, so check that out. freedomforce.live/ health. All right. Now, y'all ready to talk about potentially Gasara? You tell me what you think. This is very interesting what President Trump said the other day. And he has said that this is the golden age. I've said that many times. He said that twice. He said, I promise you, this is the golden age. We know that we've completed all this 7 years of all this battle. He said the golden age started on the Day of Atonement last year, which was huge. That's basically what Leviticus 25 says, is to announce Jubilee. Jubilee is debt cancellation and the freedom of the captives. Of course, we still don't see this completely freed, but we do see that, of course, our wonderful president has won and all these things are being implemented. And so now these tariffs, as I've talked about in the book of Revelation chapter, I think it's 18, it talks about Babylon is fallen and all these, the people, how they built up all this wealth and they controlled the commerce throughout the entire world, that their entire commerce structure is crumbling, that they will no longer be able to control our health, our money, our commerce, or any of this. And I'm going to show you what's going on with this Genius Act here in just a second. But this is what President Trump said, that the payments start on August 1st. They have to start paying billions of dollars. You're going to be getting a lot of money. What do you guys think? What do you guys think he's saying? Is it just that the money's coming into our coffers in America? Is that what he's saying? Maybe. Are we going to get a check on August 1? You tell me what you think.
The only thing about that's really...
Make sure I get in.
Payments start on August 1st. Right. The only thing about that's really sacred about August 1st is that's when payments start. So they have to start paying billions of dollars to you and people. Are you a citizen of the country?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. You'll be very happy because you're going to be getting a lot of money. Just like they found a budget surplus, they have a budget surplus of $25 billion. Everyone said, how did that happen? It hasn't happened in many years. It happened because of good management and tariffs. Payments start on August 1st. Right. The only thing about that's really sacred about August 1st is that's when payments start.
So what do you guys think? What do you think? What is he saying here? What do you think he is saying? I'm going to play this XRP video because I want you to understand a little clip of it, not the whole thing, because I think that there's a very high likelihood that XRP is really what the Genius Act was instituting to be the new payment system. Instead of the New World Order's global SWIFT system, it's now all the money is going to go through XRP. So check this out. Tell me what you think. Hold on real quick.
Later to be called Ripple Labs. Unlike most cryptocurrencies who focus on the individual, Ripple Labs aims to serve banks and payment providers, allowing them to lower transaction costs and expedite settlements. What type of currency can actually be sent through the Ripple network? Well, unlike other cryptocurrency protocols, which support only their own asset, Ripple offers two different types of currencies, IOUs and XRP. IOUs are tokens on the Ripple network that can be stored on any Ripple wallet. Just like we can store a variety of Ethereum tokens on an Ethereum wallet, we can have plenty of tokens coexisting on the same Ripple wallet. But the main currency the Ripple protocol supports that is without risk is XRP. XRP is a currency issued by Ripple Labs to help transfer payments through the Ripple network. For example, if a bank wants to move large amounts of money, instead of needing to use multiple intermediary banks to transfer the money, it can just convert the money to XRP and send that XRP to the recipient bank. It's important to note that two banks don't have to use XRP to transfer assets between them. Instead, they can choose to keep an open tab using IOUs only without ever closing it. Still, XRP is a form of payment that, unlike an IOU, is final and is considered a tradable asset by anyone on the network. Unlike IOUs, XRP is the actual asset, so there is no counterparty risk. In other words, once you've received payment in XRP, the transaction is made and there's no fear that the other party will not meet its obligations for payment.
Okay, now, I'm going to try to break this down. A little bit. Okay. So XRP is potentially going to replace the SWIFT system. For example, when you try to do a transaction, you go through your bank, you write a check, or you use your debit card, and it let's say it pays a person on the other end, and they know, let's say if you bank at, you know, Citibank, or Wells Fargo, or JP Morgan. They know that bank. They know that bank is good for the money. If they say that you've got money in the account, then they have confidence that you know, they're going to have them, and then they automatically put the money into that account so that the transaction goes smoothly because they know each other. Now, if you're doing international transactions, you know, let's say with some bank in Swahili or somewhere all over on the other side of the world, they may not know the bank that you bank with. Allegiance or, you know, whatever it is, Wells Fargo, whatever it is, whatever bank. So what they do, they don't have to do it this way, but they do it this way because it's in their best interest. They say, oh, that's going to take 3 days for that transaction to complete. What they're doing, that everybody realizes that they're doing, is that they can delay, and with every day that goes by, then they are having a bucket of money that is in their possession that they are able to make money off of, okay? As if you were able to get an ongoing, continual, you know, amount of money that you can use to do all these investments. And you know, like an ongoing loan. All right, so this is how they've been running game on us for a long, long time. Now, maybe back in the day of the horse and the buggy, you wouldn't need to, you know, then you would say, okay, yes, that makes sense. You've got to, you know, go through all this rigmarole. But now we do not. Literally, I had someone call me the other day from South Korea. I mean, like, we're living in the day where over my cell phone and his cell phone, we can use an app and we can call each other, you know, or I can text someone. And yes, you got the text and I got the text and we both got the text, right? That we don't need to run these things like the horse and buggy days anymore, okay? And so what the great thing about cryptocurrency, and I'm leery of cryptocurrency because a lot of it's like Bitcoin is, in my opinion, very speculative. It could go up, it could go down, and you've got to, you know, just like anything that you invest in on the stock market, you just never know how it's going to turn out. So you got to be very, very careful. This is different. What I'm talking about here, and I know enough to put in a thimble. That's all I know. I want you to see this video, and I'm going to share it so you guys can watch it. I just posted it on social media so that you can understand, you know, how we're going to have a new system that's run, not like the antiquated system, but a new system that is immediate. And that there's nobody getting their hands in the pie to take the money, okay, and put a charge on it or a fee on it. There's no fees. It's just it's just like if you send a text message, there's no fee. And that they know if this money is in the XRP account, that you have this, yes, you have this money in the XRP account, and so there's no qualms about it. And just imagine this is going to affect credit cards. Every time you do a credit card transaction, the bank gets a fee. Why? They shouldn't have to have a fee for that. That is causing everything to be a lot more expensive, just because we're trying to have the convenience of a quick transaction, of an easy transaction. They don't do that for checks. They don't do that for cash. They don't need to have that for credit cards. And so, you know, they can very easily know if the money is in the bank. We're not living, like I said, back in the horse and buggy days. All right. So XRP is a cryptocurrency that you don't really, it's not to really use to spend. It is going to be, yes, you can spend it. Okay. But the point of the XRP is it's a system to replace the SWIFT system on which all the international transactions will occur. And so imagine what their thought process is that, and at the end of the video, they talk about this, that it will cause the value of the XRP to skyrocket. Right now it's at $3.50. The other day it was at $2 and something. So it's almost doubled. And so that's what this is about. Now, think of cryptocurrency as just another form of, like, you pay sometimes with PayPal, or you sometimes pay with, you know, just whatever it is. You know, what else might you pay with? Google Wallet, or, you know, out of a this debit card or that debit card. And we've been going through a bank, but we don't need to go through banks anymore. The banks are our enemy. The bankers are our enemy. They've been, whenever you put money into their hands, you're basically loaning them the money. That when you have your money sitting in their bank, you're giving them a loan. And they're utilizing your money to do all these transactions on. So, invest. So, what President Trump did, let me see if I can go back and find the right screen about the, okay, I'll make myself smaller. So, I hope that made a little bit of sense. On the Genius Act, it is going to allow us to be the cryptocurrency capital of the world, just like we're the dollar capital of the world. Everybody does transactions on dollars. This will, I think, allow us to have all the transactions run on crypto, but on where it's there's no fee, and things aren't just being inflated again more and more and more, and all this money going to the banksters. Okay, so here is David Sacks talking about the power of the Genius Act to transform the freedom of our financial system. So I want you to hear a little bit about what he has to say. He's a crypto genius. I'm not trying to get you to be a crypto genius. I'm just trying to help you understand what this Genius Act is about. Check this out.
Mental step to fulfilling your...
Okay, got to make it a little louder. All right.
Promise to making the United States the crypto capital of the world. This Genius Act will unlock American dominance in the crypto industry by creating clear rules of the road. It will update archaic payment rails with a revolutionary new payment system. And it will extend U.S. dollar dominance, like you said, globally, by creating a digital dollar that people all over the world can use. And for every digital dollar in a crypto wallet, there'll be a traditional dollar in a U.S. bank account, which will create trillions of dollars of demand for U.S. Treasuries. So that is the power of this bill, is U.S. dollar dominance. This is a huge promise made and promise kept by President Trump. And there's just a few other people I'd like to...
Okay, so I hope that made sense. You might want to go back and listen to that a little bit more, and also listen to that video. I'll go ahead and share the link over in the chat, so you guys, and then please put it into the comments. Yes, this has been usury. Thank you, Songbird. This has been usury, and it's been a control mechanism for them to control humanity. And now there are a lot of people who don't live where there's a bank nearby, and so now they're going to have where they have even people who don't have a bank, if they have a phone, they can be their own bank. They can be their own bank. And so I have a ledger here, this little ledger. I'll show you what I have. This is the little ledger. I have some money on this ledger. And if whatever happens to the bank, I can, nothing can happen to this. This is my own bank. I have my own money in my own bank, and the bankers cannot access it. They're not making money off of it, and they don't like it. They want to have access to everybody's money so that they can control it. Have you ever gone to the bank and they're like, what do you need this money for? I'm like, it's none of your business what I need the money for. Why are you asking me? It's like you're my mama. Anyway, so it's about us being sovereign individuals and being adults and being free and not being beholden to these bankers. And you think, oh, well, we need to have banks because that's why these small businesses can get loans. Oh, yeah, really? That has not worked out so well. It has not been working out so well. This is a way, and like what President Trump's sons have done, is it DeFi? Whatever the name of it is that President Trump and his sons, Eric and Don Jr., have created, it's to truly have freedom in small businesses being able to get loans, not like this horrible loan system that has been done by these banksters that has not helped the American people. It's just helped their cronies, right? This is where we're moving to freedom, financial freedom. All right, so I want you to see in the book of Zephaniah, I'm going to write myself a note. Anyway, so it says here, your silver and your gold will not save you on that day of the Lord's anger. Of course, this is talking to the cabal. This will not save them. Their gold and silver will not save them. It'll all be taken away. As it says in Habakkuk, they'll be left penniless and helpless. for the whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He will make a terrifying end of all the people on the earth. It's not talking about all the people. It's talking about all the wicked ones who've done all this evil to humanity continually. That's who it's talking about. And then look at this in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, it says, "What do I see flying like clouds to Israel, like doves to their nests? They are ships from the ends of the earth, from lands that trust in me, led by the great ships of Tarshish. They're bringing the people of Israel home from far away." The true Israelites, not those who are fake, as it says very clearly in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. They're bringing the people, God's people, home from far away, carrying their silver and gold. Where do they get all that silver and gold? From these creeps. Is that going to happen August 1? I don't know. I hope so. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. They will honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has filled you with splendor. Foreigners will come to rebuild your towns. Their kings will serve you. So I love this. I love that this is this promise to us that we will have back this silver and gold. All right. So, and he had said this is the golden age, so it would make sense that we'd get some gold in the golden age. And gold actually has gone up, and silver has gone up too. Very interesting. I think we're all on the same page. We're done with being under their boot. All right. So, yeah, I will do one more super, super quick since we have, I'm already a little bit over time, but that's okay. All right. So if you look at Revelation chapter 18, the blast on Babylon. They're fallen. Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen. This is one you just need to memorize so that you can just continually have joy knowing this is where we are in the timeline of history. This is what the Lord promised in his word to us. The Babylon will fall, and we're seeing it right now. This is everything that President Trump is doing, removing their financial structures, removing everything that they've been, the Epstein, the way they've been using the intelligence community. I mean, it's all coming down around their ears. This is why there's panic. This Babylon is a hideout for every foul spirit, for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. Every nation has been under their boot and no more. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her. In other words, they've all joined in league. All these ones who are in these positions of authority had joined in league with this evil system. And we didn't understand why we were getting railroaded all the time, and now we understand it. The kings of the world committed adultery with her because of her desire for extravagant luxury, and the merchants of the world have grown rich. It's over, though. Come away from her. Don't partake in her sins. Her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. This is what we're seeing. They're going to be prosecuted. There's no doubt about it. Nothing can stop what is coming. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. Yeah, you thought that was so funny, having all this artwork of all these children suffering? Yeah, double the penalty for their evil deeds. They brewed a cup of terror for others, brew twice as much for them. Amen? Amen? Give me some amens over there in the chat, right? They say, "Oh, I'm a queen on the throne. I'm no helpless widow. I have no reason to mourn." Oh, yes, you do, because these plagues will overtake you in a single day. Death and mourning and famine. They'll be completely consumed by fire, completely root and branch. The Lord who judges her is mighty. How terrible, they say. How terrible for the city. That great city, in a single moment, God's judgment has come upon you. Yeah. Because of the evil that you have done to humanity and even human slaves, as it says very clearly right there. The fancy things you love so much are gone. Oh, sad, 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 sad. Yes, sad for you. We're going to laugh and we're going to boast and we're going to rejoice and we're going to taunt you and mock you, and we're going to enjoy every minute of the show. Right, everybody? In a single moment, the wealth is gone. Yeah, they're throwing dust on their heads to show their grief. Well, go ahead. And we'll laugh at you. The more you do it, the worse it gets for you, the happier we are. And so rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God, and apostles and prophets, for at last, God has judged her for your sakes. Just like this, that great city, this great Babylon, this great New World Order will be thrown down with violence, never be found again. If you want to know more about this, this is all. You can listen to my book, I've got three books on audiobook right here on freedomforce.live. The audiobooks are right here, right here. You can go and check them out and listen to the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us, right? And you can also check it out. I'll put the books right here in the link. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget, because we're fixing to go. And I know you'll forget if you don't do it right now. So there's the books right there in, that you can get. And also the study guide, because we did get together. Don't forget, on Saturday mornings. Put it on your calendar at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, okay? So join with us. Let's pray. Again, we praise you and thank you, Lord, that everything that we see that you've promised is coming to fruition. We are living in the day you've awakened us so we can see this. We thank you that you have, they brewed a cup of terror for others, and you're brewing twice as much for them. They're going to be very, very sorry for what they've done, and they will never be able to come out again. This is it. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for letting us see through it. We pray that you just help us to share this information, help everyone to understand what's going on, and that these people have done something very, very awful, not only to America in treason for America, but also to the entire world. And they will pay a very, very heavy, heavy price. Thank you, Lord, for our wonderful president. Thank you for Tulsi Gabbard. Thank you for RFK. Thank you for all these ones who are on the front lines. Thank you for Mike Lindell. Thank you for all these who are fighting so hard for us to have our financial system back, our health system back, our election system back, our intelligence system working properly, all these things. What an honor it is to be a part of what you're doing. What a joy. Thank you for our Freedom Force Battalion, and what an amazing job they do every day getting the truth out. Bless them, Lord. Help them to get this job done. Lord, I pray you bless our channel so that people will start to see this is literally biblical. This is the end times for these creeps, and the church needs to wake up. Lord, wake up your people. And I know that your day will come when all of the humanity will awaken, and they'll not only see the truth about what's going on biblically, but they'll also see that you're the king of the world. You are the king, and you will rule this world in righteousness, and we will rule along with you. We thank you and praise you and love you. And I just pray for everyone's health. I pray for everyone's finances. I pray for everyone's peace of mind. I pray for everyone's relationships. I pray that you'll just bless them and touch them and help them to feel your presence all day long, every day. We pray this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. It's time to jet. Did you have fun? Did you have fun? I did. I loved hanging out with you guys. I love seeing all your comments on there. I'll be on there for just a little bit longer. And that's it. All right, guys. I will see you on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I'll see you next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Central. And I will see you on, what is it? Next Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.